Mobile customers as well as Xfinity Internet customers who subscribe to the package that includes speeds of, get this, 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, there are more than 15 million hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's 30,000 hotspots nationwide. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends here in about a week or so, August 20th. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto-pay enrollment, and one-year term agreement. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home. Easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Find out how much your home.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Come meet Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo August 19th at the Radisson Blue in downtown Chicago. Tickets on sale now. Meet your champs in person. Receive an autograph and photo opportunity. Buy tickets now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com or call 866-586-4915 for more info. The famed Arlington Million may be over, but the exciting racing season is not, with plenty of fun events and exciting racing yet to come. This weekend at Arlington is a first-ever whiskey and spirit tasting. Also coming up over the next couple of months is the always popular Party in the Park After Dark and the second Binney's Wine Tasting event in September. All that, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and win a few bucks with edge-of-your-seat excitement on the track. Arlington, running through September 23rd. For tickets and a rundown of events, go to arlingtonpark.com. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Information.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4:02, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets go on sale Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener. That'll be on October 14th, and the remainder of the season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. We have baseball here at Wrigley, and on the score later this evening as the Cubs are back home following a 3-3 road trip. The Cubs come into tonight with a one-game lead over second-place St. Louis in the Central, and the schedule from here on out is dotted with teams under 500, but Joe Maddon, he downplays that.
I don't look at breaks in the schedule. Quite frankly, I don't do that. I don't believe in that stuff. I always prefer us playing better teams. I think that normally brings out the best in us. There's always a trap in that thought. So I'm going to go home to American Legion Week. I want them to show up later. I want them to come out and play just like they did when they were kids. Don't overthink it. Don't overwork it. Don't over-video it. Don't over-data it. Just go play some baseball.
And Madden tonight has John Jay in center field. He will hit leadoff. Ben Zobrist will hit cleanup and play second base. Jose Quintana will be on the mound. As for the White Sox, they're off today in Los Angeles tomorrow night facing the Dodgers. Pro Football News, as expected, Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott, he will appeal his six-game suspension for a domestic incident. Jacksonville rookie running back Leonard Fournette, he will miss his team's second preseason game with an injured ankle. San Diego linebacker Denzel Perryman, he'll miss the next 4 to 6 weeks with an ankle injury. And Buffalo wide receiver Jordan Matthews, he's week to week with a chip fracture of his sternum. College football, Frank Broyles, the longtime successful coach in Arkansas, he passed away today. He was 92 years old. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming your way this evening. Mark Rohde's pregame show starts at 6:30, and then it's followed by the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mouth.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook and follow along there as well to see the very, very angry people talk to us in ways that will not dent or affect us. But in other news, is simply, you know, a chance for us to get to some stories that we either wouldn't get to normally or haven't gotten to in the first 3 hours, or, you know, maybe a little bit of something, maybe a little bit of nothing, but it's just the way we throw around some stories. So, Dan, let's start with you. You are very animalified.
I am.
You like animals.
I do.
Something happened
with an
animal.
I find them interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, this is from the ABC affiliate in Queen Creek, Arizona, is the dateline here. I'm not sure which major city that is. It's the stuff you'd see in your nightmares, and an area man came face to face with it. Its common name is the camel spider or wind scorpion.
That sounds awesome.
Right? It sounds like a Game of Thrones beast or
here
something.
Here comes wind scorpion.
Right.
Yeah.
It, however, is not a spider, and it's not a scorpion. It's a cousin to both. It's in the same group as arachnids, but isn't a true spider, according to an expert at Arizona State University. It again, Pierce Hutton weighs in. It's in the genus Eremobates. Said, I didn't know they're native to Arizona. I've seen camel spiders. I heard of them in Iraq. He said he found the creepy creature. This is Thomas Acosta who found it at his Queen Creek home. Said he's lived in Arizona for 37 years. He's never encountered one. He found it odd-looking. And I would say odd-looking is an understatement. It is the stuff of nightmares to all see right, this thing up close and personal.
So it is wind scorpion in the...
Camel spider or wind scorpion.
Okay.
Now, it's a cousin of common spiders, but its powerful pinchers and menacing jaws make it a closer relative of scorpions.
It's got like the translucent body.
It can get big enough to feast on small rodents, birds, lizards, and insects. It also has the largest jaw size to body size ratio of any known animal.
Bill Cowher's like, hey, cut it out.
Wait a second over here.
Cut it out.
So, the guy says he's getting an exterminator as soon as possible.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, or a bat, or a steel-toed boot, or whatever you need. But sleep tight, knowing that thing's out there. I can't believe I've never heard of it, too.
How closely have you been involved in your life with spiders and weird arachnids?
I don't mind spiders in general because they're good guys. Spiders trap mosquitoes and flies, and generally I don't unless they're in my house, I don't really have a problem with them. It's when you run across, you know, a black widow or a brown recluse or something like that that you
I'll never forget one Belizean trip that I was probably like what, was 92, so I was like 12 years old. My granny Viola Keefe
Alan Keyes.
Yeah, she told me, she sent me to go get some peanut butter off the shelf. And I removed the peanut butter from the cabinet, and looking at me, staring at me, is a tarantula.
Okay.
And I'm 12 years old, man. Like, you think you're old enough to not be scared by things, but man,
their bite is not that dangerous.
I've never ran faster.
It won't kill you,
Dan. At that moment,
they're scary looking things.
The puddle that I left, and the trail that I blazed out of that kitchen. Like, I don't.
She probably came in and fried it up.
Yeah, no. Okay. She came in there with like a little, you know, like the newspaper wrapped up, and just killed it right there. And I was like, yo, like I'm not scared of many animals. And I don't think I'm scared of spiders, really, but that thing, it was hairy, it was just gross, it was huge. I thought I was going to die. So I don't rock out with spiders. I don't know too many people.
I can't even imagine going to sleep in Belize and just not knowing what could be creeping around in that room. Well,
the lizards run around pretty recklessly on like the patios and those things. But yeah, you'll get a snake every once in a while that you shouldn't run across in your garden. That's why you got the machete man that comes through and chops your yard. He finds things for you and kills it.
Machete man?
Yeah.
Really?
Guys chop yards with machetes that don't have lawnmowers. So they'll come through and it'll be perfect, too. It'll look like somebody like Roger Bossert just did your backyard, too. So, yeah, but yeah, okay. I don't rock too much with bugs of any kind, especially spiders. All right, shout out to Marshawn Lynch and more so Michael Bennett. Especially after what's happened this weekend, people standing for something, and in this case, sitting for something because of the mistreatment or the personal gain and interests of people who are bad people, the white nationalists and the white supremacists of this world. This is from sportingnews.com. Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett sat on the team's bench with a towel over his head during the national anthem before Seattle's preseason game against the LA Chargers at StubHub Center on Sunday night on ESPN.com. Bennett often speaks out on social issues and supports Colin Kaepernick, who knelt during the national anthem before every 49ers game last season in protest of what he perceives as the oppression of black people and people of color in this country. This is what Michael Bennett had to say. Want to be able to use this platform to continuously push the message of how unselfish you can be as a society. How we can continuously love one another and understand that people are different. And just because they're different doesn't mean that you shouldn't like them, because they don't smell the way you smell and they don't eat what you eat, because they don't pray to the same God that you pray to, doesn't mean that you should hate them. Whether it's Muslim or Buddhist or Christianity, whatever it is, I just want people to understand that no matter what, we're in this together. It's more about being a human being at this point.
Controversy. And how dare he?
That's the thing, because He's pretty much giving you everything that Colin Kaepernick was saying at the time.
That's all.
But in a different flavor. Because Michael Bennett, one, is a defensive end, and he's a champion and a player that's well respected around the league, so you can't do the whole, he was bad anyway. He's not going to lose
He's not even really black. Right, when
he's raised by white parents. Yeah. Right. He's not gonna lose his gig. All right. And for Malcolm Jenkins and Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch said, I never stand for the anthem.
Yeah. And people haven't noticed, by the way. So for all those guys, all you need now, and for the people who also are taking the controversial stance of making sure that people of color and minorities aren't
shot,
abused, or brutalized by infallible institutions, and that bad police officers don't get away with murder. Literally bad ones. The fact that we have to say these things and couch these things and
the woman in Tulsa just got another job.
Of course. It's very, you know, for all the what about Chicago, because that happens a lot, or the black on black crime thing. I am very sure that if I murder a black man tonight, that justice will be served by the end of tomorrow. I will be in somebody's jail, and I will be convicted of said murder. That is all that's being talked about here. The fact that people keep walking after these situations take place.
And Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report was tweeting that he's been in conversations with several NFL players, and he believes that there are going
to
be
something big is about to happen here.
That there are going to be a lot of people in the first game kneeling.
I've talked to at least two people now who believe it's going to be more than kneeling that will be taking place. And this is Once again, people are going to be angry. I heard someone talking about this, saying that violence and money are the only way that people listen to you. And if you're not going to be violent, then you have to hit people in the pockets. The same way that certain people said that they stopped watching football because of the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Even though they were lying.
Yes, very much so. There's widespread talks about boycotting NFL games in the African American community. And there are also some players who are very popular and very well paid and needed by their teams, that if this thing starts to roll the way that I think it might, but I'm not sure it will, I think it might, you could just think of an NFL week one without African American players on the field, and how that would affect this.
This is going to merit some more discussion, outside of this segment. When I mentioned the kind of story that I love, that I will always pledge to bring you in segments like this one, this is from The Independent out of England. An Argentine elephant hunter has been killed in Namibia after he was trampled by an elephant. The Namibia press agency said the hunter, identified as 46-year-old Jose Monsalves, was killed Saturday afternoon in a private wildlife area 70 kilometers northwest of the small town of Kalkfeld. The agency said Monsalves, who worked for an oil company, was with another Argentine and three Namibians when he was killed. One of the elephants charged before the group was able to find a spot to aim and shoot. Aim! Load that up! Well, it's too late. The report says he had a hunting permit with him, and that relatives have been informed of his death. Well, good for them. And remember, this is the second time this has happened relatively recently. Earlier this year, a well-known South African hunter was crushed to death by an elephant after the animal was shot by a member of his group. We did that story. Theunis Botha had been leading a hunting group in Gwai. Not with Guar.
Guai!
But in Guai. The hunter fired at the animals after three elephants began stampeding towards him. A fourth elephant then ran at the hunter and lifted him up with his trunk. Always the fourth one.
It's the rule. Fourth guy.
Right. It's a rule of elephant hunting. It's always going to be the fourth one. But this was even sweeter, because the member of the hunting group shot the animal. Then after the animal was shot, it collapsed on Botha and killed him. So good. The best kind of elephant hunter is a dead elephant hunter.
Good. Roll down tide.
Wait a minute. We don't know if it's a Crimson Tide fan, or probably was, though. I did not hear about Kevin Durant's comments, Dan. Kevin Durant, this from the Associated Press, basketball star Kevin Durant has issued an apology for saying India is, quote, 20 years behind, unquote, and for several other comments about the Asian country. Golden State Warriors 4 tweeted Friday that he's sorry that my comments about India were taken out of context. I'm grateful for the time I've got to spend there, and I'm really pissed about how my comments came off. That's my fault. Should have worded that better. I spoke about the difference between my imagination and reality there in Delhi, and about where the game is compared to the rest of the world. No offense from this side. I'm coming back out there for more camps, and cool bleep sorry. Durant said he plans to return to India, of course, but this is what he said. In the interview, Durant marveled as the, quote, cows in the street, monkeys running around everywhere, hundreds of people on the side of the road, unquote, and visible poverty. It's a country that's 20 years behind in terms of knowledge and experience. That's going to get you every time.
Well, see, that's not true. But yes, right. They have rampant poverty. Right. And the reason why cows are in the streets is because cows are sacred
Hinduism. Sacred animals. He had expected the monument to be, quote, holy ground, super protected, very, very clean. But instead, as he drove up, it reminded him of places where he grew up near Washington, D.C., he said. Mud in the middle of the street. Houses were not finished, but there were people living in them. No doors, no windows, stray dogs, and then boom, Taj Mahal, one of the seven wonders of the world. I'd like to thank him in the realest definition of the world for sharing his ignorance. Because people think because you have money and that you eat at the finest restaurants and that you may be around people who have flown to these places and you've been on private jets before, that you aren't ignorant to the ways of the world. Real poverty is scary.
You see the Jameis Winston stuff on Hard Knocks?
Real poverty will make you cringe. Real poverty is right here under your nose, too. Him being from D.C., he's seen it. But when you go to another country and see it, Like when I go to my homeland of my people and I see people that still in 2017 do not have running water, do not have electricity. When real poverty gets a hold of you, you realize real quick how good you have it, and the things that you've been bitching about probably aren't that important.
That has been In Other News, yep. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Book your draft party at B-Dubs for a free draft kit and a draft feast of boneless wings, three sides, and three shareables. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports at participating locations while supplies last. We still haven't given away this outstanding prize today. We're going to do so between now and 6 o'clock. Man, it's 4:19 already. Boy, it flies. Then at some point, if you're listening carefully, you could end up being the winner of an overnight stay in a deluxe room and a round of golf on either the Brute or the Highlands at Grand Geneva Resort. But
you got hot links, too.
No.
Said it was a hot links golf course.
It's a links course. It means sort of, you know, like a Scottish style.
Oh, you got some Scotch and hot links?
Scott, yes. That's on me.
Sign me up.
I'll find a way to get you to the Scotch and the hot links.
You can just come to my crib.
Right. Apparently, you're headed to Jason's house for a night, too.
We'll give that away tomorrow. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You want to react or respond to anything you just heard? 312-644-6767 is the phone number for even the cowards who are still calling the office manager. 312-644-6767. 6711 is the tech zone. It's the B&G. Uh-oh. I almost said something. It's the B&G Show right here on 670 The Score.
The newspaper.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
17 billion doesn't tell you that we want you here?
Right.
This guy's an idiot and he's a weasel, and so is Skiles. They're both weasel. Got Skiles joint. Say you don't, Scott.
Hey, Mike.
You want out so you can be free to go grab another job.
No, that's absolutely not true, Mike.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Standard Bar and Grill, located on Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Have the words bone bruise ever sounded so good? Ask any Nats fan and they'll tell you no, because if you saw Bryce Harper go down Saturday night after slipping on a wet bag at first, running full speed to beat out a throw, you would have thought this dude sent an ACL through a paper shredder. Not even John Papelbon can dog Harper's effort there. Question is, how does this guy still have a knee, let alone a ligament or a tendon? Seeing that, this guy didn't tear anything? He doesn't need surgery? Surgery? The only surgery I was thinking about when I saw him go down was amputation. The Nats losing this guy for the rest of the season on a play like that would have been the most Nats thing ever. And the fact that he still has his knee is the luckiest thing ever. So shut him down right now, because with that lead in that division, you're not going to need him until the postseason anyway, and you're not going anywhere without him. I'm Jim Rome.
Chris Hardwick here. In today's Xfinity X1 Challenge, we are talking to real people about their current in-home Wi-Fi experience. Here's what they had to say.
We have three or four devices on at once. It slows down.
Then we showed them that Xfinity delivers a whole new Wi-Fi experience for your home. With Xfinity XFi, you'll get the speed and most reliable coverage your family needs to do everything they love to do online.
Oh, it's way faster.
You can even control who's connected to your home network and when. Let's say it's bedtime for the kids. It can be bedtime for the Wi-Fi on their devices, too.
Fantastic. We don't have any of this.
Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity is America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. And now you can get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and EcoBill and AutoPay enrollment. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Without EcoBill and AutoPay, monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wannstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
This summer,
Big Brother is back.
Cut off from the outside world, 16 strangers will live in a house of temptation.
Bring it on!
Cameras will watch their every move. Microphones will record their every word.
Let the games begin.
Now, for every temptation they take,
I want it all.
Someone else is gonna pay.
This is one twisted twist.
Don't miss a minute.
Give in to your temptation.
Big Brother, CBS Sunday, Wednesday, and live Thursday.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss a new episode of Zoo.
Let's go! Come on!
The human race is facing new threats.
We pray the barrier wall holds. Mankind's future depends on it.
And fighting new battles.
They think you know how to stop the hybrids.
I can't do this again.
You can run.
We gotta get out of here!
But you can't hide.
They are planning something big, something worse than we've ever seen.
Zoo, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
.com for all the details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the BNG show right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. This text, Dan, kind of piggybacking on something that we were talking about in other news and something that you mentioned as well from the 815. I don't pretend to know Jameis Winston's relationship with his family. It was disturbing to watch the cockroach scene the living conditions for his extended family. I also don't pretend to know his family, how they have treated him during his youth, but I did find it sad he could not provide them with better living conditions. That's from Wilco Dave. It's funny that you mentioned that, Dave.
Seemed happy though, like
because they don't know any different,
right? It was weird. He rolled up, and I thought it was going to be they used to live here.
People still live in there.
It shocked me. That's still his family. It's still his people. I thought the same thing. Like, get him out of there.
That's the thing, though. We say that, and then we're upset when they're paying for three or four houses at once,
right?
Or paying the light bill for seven or eight different families,
right?
There's a different weight on African American players. More so than others, because when you make it, everybody made it, you know? And telling people no, that is a clear case to me of him knowing who to tell no to. You can still love somebody. You know, my father ran into this a lot, and I used to see it as a kid, where people would always, you know, my dad came to this country and hustled and worked his way up and moved his way up in a company that was doing huge business. And he took care of us and he took care of his mom. He took care of his dad. But I would see people straight up at card games and other things, Bleezing Day in the Park, ask my dad for $300-$400 at a time, straight up. And it would be with the look on their face, like, you made it, you good now. So just think, a millionaire athlete, that scene, right, in that situation, still loves those kids. Told the young lady, hey,
is that your boyfriend?
Yeah, you come introduce him to me. You know, you can't come around here and not know the men in the family, like that kind of thing. There's still that common bond.
His aunt is running the barber shop, and she comes running out to say hi.
But you realize who he's had to tell no to in 2 years.
For me, it's when he's in that bedroom.
It's very tiny, isn't it?
And if you notice, they contrasted. They showed him check into the hotel. Right, and he gets
a picture on the back on the wall.
Well, just he jumps. They show him jumping out of the huge. And you know what? My first thought was, it's not that nice a hotel for an NFL team. I mean,
they're at training camp though.
I know it's fine, but it's you're an NFL team and you're staying there.
They're training camp.
I know.
You're a house 53 men. Let's go.
I know that you're not going to be at the St. Regis.
Right.
But they show him on that bed, that luxurious bed. And then he says, seven kids, or what did he say, 10 kids in the room? Mm-hmm. He said three or four kids would sleep in this bed. It was like a twin bed.
Head to toe. Head to toe.
Twin, mm-hmm. Like stretched
head
up.
Head at the
paralyzed
top.
Paralyzed a lot of toes in people's faces.
Yeah. No, dude, I have seen some of those days. So when you don't know any different, like, you
know. My kid was like, what?
You don't know you're poor. Yeah. You don't know you're poor until somebody tells you you're poor. It's simple as that.
Scoreboard update.
It is 4:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets, they go on sale this Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener. That's coming up on October 14th, and the remainder of the season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. The wind is currently blowing from right field to left here at Wrigley as the Cubs and the Reds are about 2.5 hours away from the first pitch. This is Joe Maddon's American Legion week. That means he wants his players to come to the park much later and don't overdo anything other than just concentrate on that day's game. Maddon is staying with his hot-hitting John Jay as his leadoff hitter. Jay will play center field tonight. Ben Zobrist will hit cleanup and play second base. As for the White Sox, they're idle today and out in L.A. tomorrow to face the Red Hot Dodgers. Pro football, the Bears broke camp down in Bourbonnais today. They'll practice up here Wednesday and Thursday, then play out in Arizona on Saturday night. That's preseason game number 2. College football, Frank Broyles, who led Arkansas to 10 bowl appearances. He passed away at the age of 92 today. And in pro basketball, the full NBA regular season schedule is set to come out within the hour. Cubs free game is presented by BB.
we can count the 27 wins, huh? We can do that together, yeah. Right, Shu?
Is that the over-under? Actually, it was 36.
It was 30 and a half, yeah, I said it at.
And Jason gave me 30 and a half, I took the under.
Oh, my God, take the over and take your money right now.
Oh, and under, you mean?
Yeah, take the under.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to win 30 games.
No?
No chance.
Oh.
And I'm a big basketball junkie.
I know you are.
You're gonna be at all those games.
Sure, you've seen some lean times before.
It's Tim Floyd era all over again.
It might be worse.
I don't think it's gonna be worse. No, no, no.
But think about this though. You got Zach, who's not going to play for a little bit, right? He's not going to be ready for the beginning of the season.
That's correct.
Dwayne Wade is going to pick and choose which friends he wants to play against.
And be gone no later than February.
He already has his shoulder tendonitis planned out.
So after Zach and Dwayne, what's better than Elton? Look at you two. Look at both of them. Both of them couldn't wait to tell me how much better it was going to be.
Well, wait a second.
What's better than Elton?
Well, there's no Rusty LaRue on this team.
That's
there's
fine.
No, there's no Corey Benjamin, I'm Corey with you. Carr.
Shoe, I'm with you.
There's Cornell no, David.
The Hungarian Michael Jordan.
Shoe, I'm with you on all of that.
The hungry.
What's better than Elton?
After
Zach and Dwayne.
Not much.
Nico.
but the Eastern Conference, there's not other Cameron teams that are going to be equally as
I'm
bad.
Just, I'm just
Cristiano Felicio.
Just ask. Yeah. I can't wait till week 5 of the NFL season where we're thinking about Bulls basketball and a 1-4 team. Ooh. There it is, Shu. Yeah, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. This winter is going to be awesome.
I got Christmas off this year, at least from watching the Bulls play basketball. Oh, yeah. That's the first time in a long time.
Yeah, true that. They're like, to hell with your number 3 market. We don't need you. Get the hell off our television screens. Thank you, Shu.
All right, Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming up, 6:30, Mark Brody's pregame show, and that's before the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Illinois Department of Transportation.
Seymour here, reminding you that construction work zones are dangerous 24/7, even when workers aren't present. Learn more at EmbraceTheOrange.com, brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. See Orange. Slow down. Save lives.
So we were looking at Chris Bryant's second half numbers after we talked to him. Hey, Chris, what's going on in the second half? You're this and this and this. And
now it's Arizona.
Yeah, 13 out of 15 reaching base. That's great. By the time I get to Arizona.
That was great. Frank Thomas had a run like that, didn't he? Didn't Frank reach on like, was it like 13 or 14 straight plate appearances.
More than one run like that, actually.
It was just crazy. He wasn't out for three games.
If you threw him a strike, he destroyed it somewhere. And if you didn't throw him a strike, he didn't swing at it. That's what it was.
The talk of umpires thinking, like, if Frank doesn't swing at it, it wasn't a strike.
Rogers Hornsby. It was always
Ted Williams, too, right?
Famously Rogers Hornsby. So when it's a strike, the umpire said, Mr. Hornsby will let you know by swinging at it.
And then we had that weird Frank doesn't want to do anything on the inside of the plate like 2 years where his average dropped a little bit and people were like, he's scared and all that. You remember that period where Frank was getting jammed?
His average was down to like 310 instead of 338.
He wasn't slugging.
It was when he moved to DH, wasn't it?
I think it was. And people were like, this is the end of Frank because the inside pitch is handcuffing him and he wasn't putting the knob on his belly button and pulling it. Pause. He wasn't putting the knob on the belly button and pulling that bat in like the Hawkeroo was instructing him to. There was a time there for about a year and a half, 2 years, where people were worried about Frank Thomas's eye as well as him not being courageous enough to stand in there and take that inside pitch. And then he just went on to have a Hall of Fame career and be one of the best right-handers of his generation.
This is from Christopher Comka of Comcast Sportsnet, one of the great stat guys out there, along with our own Scott and Davenport.
Getting a lot of burn. Shout out to Chris.
The last two Cubs with 3 or more hits and at least 1 walk in 3 straight games, Chris Bryant,
Shep.
August 11th through 13th of 2017.
Give me that again. Give me the line again.
Okay. The last two Cubs with 3 or more hits. And at least 1 walk in 3 straight games.
Sammy?
No. If you are an attentive listener, his name was mentioned earlier today when we were doing comps and when we were talking to Lynn Casper.
The last Cub with 3 or more hits and 1 walk in 4 straight games?
In three straight games.
Okay.
His name has come up.
Hmm.
I will tell you, it is a Hall of Famer.
a Hall of Fame Cub. Shep, you got a name? You want to throw one out there?
Billy's the first one that pops in my head.
Nope, you're going to have to go back a little further than that.
Oh, jeez. Oh, one of the guys you brought up in the comps for Joey Votto?
We were comping Joey Votto and these sort of borderline Hall of Famers. Segment. This guy didn't make it to the Hall of Fame until 1979, and he accomplished the same feat August 18th and 19th, obviously a doubleheader in there, in 1930. And I think one of
Hack?
Yeah.
Hack Wilson.
Hack Wilson.
Jeez.
It was the last one before.
Drunk when he did it.
Who you better believe. You better believe
you guys,
he was.
I will not have you disparage the name that is Hack Wilson.
Why?
You don't know that he was drunk.
He was always
History
drunk.
Is always written by the victors. The same way we thought Ty Cobb was a raging racist, and then the PR spin was put on it that he was, you know, Mahatma Gandhi over there. Don't play games out here with Hack Wilson's name now.
No, Hack was always drunk. And that was
it's kind of hard to be always drunk. It's hard.
Well, I mean,
you gotta wake up. Like, being drunk at breakfast every day is tough. I've tried. There was a moment there.
Oh, I tried it once.
I'm not a real day drinking dude.
Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough on me. I feel like the same way I can't eat like heavy foods in the morning. You know, it's like the morning is for lightness and sweet things and beautiful music. It's not for steak and potatoes.
This is from Wikipedia. Wilson's penchant for festivities is well documented. Biographer Clifton Blue Parker described him as the roaring 20s epitome of a baseball player primed for an age of American excess at a time when baseball was America's favorite sport. His love of drinking and partying did not endear him to Cubs owner William Wrigley, who abhorred alcohol consumption. Wilson insisted he never played drunk. Hungover, yes, as the quote, drunk, no. Manager Joe McCarthy worked hard to shield Wilson from Wrigley to keep him on an even keel. Said better than any other manager, Joe understood Hack, made allowances for him when he failed, rewarded him when he did well. He was never with him.
See, hungover every morning is different than being drunk every morning. Hungover, you still might be able to get something done. Drunk, you're out there just...
Wilson's success in the 1930 season, that one we're talking about, served only to fuel his drinking habits. And in 1931, he reported to spring training 20 pounds overweight.
My guy!
The National League responded to the prodigious offensive statistics of the previous year by introducing a heavier ball with raised stitching. Wilson complained that the new Cubs manager, former teammate Rogers Hornsby, did not allow him to swing away as much as Joe McCarthy had.
Well, that sounds like a you problem, Hack.
Hack, we need to talk about this.
So he was drunk every day and drunk all the time.
I think he, look, these stories.
Anything's possible.
Like, I've worked with drunks before, and hell, I've had drunks in my family. And there's a certain time a drunk kind of turns it on, you know, like, you know, whatever that time of day is or whatever, you're like, oh, he's drunk again. He's a good old drunk Charlie or whatever you want to call him, whatever his name is. Like, I've worked with guys in various industries. You know, I'm just talking about the UPS thing the other day. I seen a guy during a lunch break, knock down a pint of Hennessy or a pint of Remy and get back in there and start tossing packages into that truck.
The only time I've really
shout out to all my UPS men and women out there.
I've seen it up close and personal outside of sports and you know, being around athletes, being around coaches and all that. It was that one sales guy.
Well, that's a different dude. That's a mutant.
When it's noon.
Yeah. And he's ripped.
And that guy is teetering around in the bathroom.
But he's like a buoy.
And I said, are you okay? And he goes, I'm looking for leads.
At the bottom of a bottle.
Dude. And every day he would show up with different, like, strawberries on his face. Because he literally was falling on the ground.
He was the guy.
That guy, I'm sure, if he was not dead.
He was the guy that came out to the lodge.
And no, I think, no.
Okay,
no,
it was a different
no,
dude.
No, 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 no.
That's the dude. The sales guy that came out to the lodge to meet me
I
and
know,
Maddie.
You're thinking the dude that fell down the stairs at the Christmas party.
Yes, and he ended up in the bushes, and the sheriff came in.
It was like, I'm going to get you, sucker. And we're like, right? We'll see ourselves
yes,
out.
Yes, the sheriff came into the lodge and asked me and Maddie if we had seen him, as if he was already dead. And me and Maddie were like, nope, never met him. We knew he had come
I don't
to meet
know,
us.
No, Jesse.
Exactly, but I didn't want no body on my hands at that point. I figured I had a burgeoning radio career. You kiss my ass, you dead white man. You ain't gonna
putting bodies
put
on you?
Yeah, yeah. Put on me. I'm like Wee Bay from The Wire. All of a sudden, I'm taking everybody's bodies. This dude came to the lodge, got hammered before he got into the lodge, fell in front of the door, and fell into the bushes, the hedges that were right there, and we just kept walking and laughed it off. 3 hours later, we realized he's not around us, and he's nowhere to be found, and then the sheriff comes in there looking for him. I'm like, you know, I've never met him before, sir. Saw him like 3 days later. He got fired that weekend after. Like, yeah, man, sales must be tough.
The only other time I saw somebody that was the first time in my life I'd seen somebody. There's 1 year at the camp where I worked that they hired a lot of internationals to be counselors. And they recruited internationally just to get for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I was around a couple of Australians, great guys. And first time I ever tried Vegemite was when the guy brought it. Oh, it's so good.
Really?
You
like it?
And I had never seen anybody drink, like casually drink as much as this Australian guy until the day the Scottish guy didn't show up.
So and they said he drank. It was like a wins above replacement. Right. Like, he was going to make up for the loss.
Like, where is he? And he was literally on the side of the road. Like I'm saying, I kid you not, in a ditch, on the side of the road.
Really,
lying there,
not dead,
not dead, okay. Just asleep.
He's picked a nice, comfortable ditch.
Right. It's like that. It's like this is the story of the old folk song about the Scotsman left the bar one evening fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what was tied around on a bow. It's a long song. It's funny, though. And
not all of us are that blessed.
And then it happened again. And like when he would go out, that's how drunk he would get. And
so that was his
norm. His night.
Right. Yes. Not like, oh, I pushed it to the
right,
limit.
Maybe
like,
I should curtail like, this.
Like,
or
this is how I get down.
Right, exactly. That's the like he's asleep in a ditch. He's like, well, yeah,
that's what he does.
That's what I do.
That's when you got to be a friend like, and tell him you won't hang out with him if he continues
right,
to do this.
That's not supposed to happen.
Right, you're not supposed to end up in the
ditch.
That's
the one time in your life you tell that story right. to your kids and years
like,
later.
You're like, man, I never did it again.
It can't mean Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. There's something wrong
this is
there.
Workout, five of them, bro. This is workout schedule.
Right, we're having a cultural difference here.
And
right?
Shout out to my lady. For some reason, we went through 3/4 of a bottle of Glenlivet last night, watching shows and talking about life. And she got a new gig. So I was like, I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. And she had a presentation this morning. So shout out to her. She didn't end up in a ditch like this dude. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to the people who can handle it every once in a while.
But the guy that lasted 2 days, the salesman who got fired, yeah. I just got a note here from the aforementioned Veronica.
Uh-huh.
Who she said, she has his name. I'm not going to say his
name.
Right. But she said, his name here with an exclamation point. And she said, the day he got fired, he ran into the door while being escorted out of NBC Town.
No, that was just NBC security roughing him up a little bit. Just giving, all right, oh, sorry.
One more for old time's sake.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Embarrassed himself at the Christmas party.
Different guy. That's a different guy.
That's our guy, though. That's
I know
what I'm
who that
of.
Is. I know his name. Yeah. That's not this guy. This guy was short and bruised and battered and hammered, and I think he lasted like a day and a half. And when Agassi hired him, he's like, "Well, he's got a great resume." And I went to Agassi, I'm like, "This guy's wasted." I said, "I just left the bathroom,
Agassi was wasted.
The entire bathroom smells like gin."
No, instead of Murph flushing urinals in there.
I'm the crazy person.
I don't hear him when the urinals flush.
I don't hear the show. Something wrong with me. Jerome, play Gillette.
Hey, slugger.
Right, so
I said,
so wrong.
Right, I just gave you might want to check out this guy.
Your man's over here.
Right? Yeah, come get your man's.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Top of the hour. We'll have more fun with you. I got a question for you, the NFL fan.
Yeah, I want to get back to what you said before about what could be on the horizon of the NFL, because that's some serious stuff there where you've got real news there.
Right. Bernstein and Goff right here on 670 The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning, Ozzy. How are you?
Media and marketing, Gio Pelayo. Look at the kid from left field for the Cubs, Sharper. He was the king of Chicago last year. All the time he went to the minor league. You know, you never know what's going to happen in this game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Or sleeping hot.
No, don't do that again.
You didn't like that
The coolest sleep sale ever is in its final days. Oh, and fine. I mean it because I see the run dates on here for this ad copy.
Yes.
The final days for you to get into Mattress Firm.
Today and tomorrow.
The Eye Comfort Temp Touch from Serta. The Beauty Rest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice. It's at Mattress Firm and you get the cooling bundle and the daily deals. There's all sorts of reasons why you got to stop in and take advantage of this right now.
Yeah, you can beat the heat with the free cooling bundle and up to two free pillows and a free mattress protector with select purchases. It ends tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. It ends tomorrow.
Is that right?
Get Serta Queen mattresses for only $499.99. Mattress Firm daily deals. You guarantee to find an amazing deal every single day. Like I mentioned, the free pillows, half off mattresses from brands you love and more. And visit a store to see what the daily deal is today. And there's over 100 of them in the Chicagoland area, so you can't miss it.
Sleeping cool is critical to sleeping well because your body temperature starts to fall as bedtime approaches. That's what paves the way for a good night's sleep. And then you get into your funky-ass hot mattress and it ruins everything. So don't ruin it. Go get a good mattress. And
funky
especially
old Medina.
0% APR financing for 6 years, 72 months of sleeping interest free. So the deals become, when you actually do the math and you think about the one I mentioned, the
little over $1
Eye Comfort Temp Touch, $37 a month for 36 months.
A little over $1.
That's a little over $1 a day. That's worth it because it's going to make your sleep that much better. So do this. Go into the Mattress Firm near you. Don't miss the coolest sleep sale ever at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Do you think you know fantasy football? If you do, then the Score and Great Clips want you. Come on out to Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill in Addison from 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, August 22nd to audition for your chance to be the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert and join the Score's Fantasy Show for 1 hour each Sunday. Brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
Sure, you do the exercises the right way to get the most out of every session. And right now, the
CBS Wednesday. There are over 150 million asteroids in our solar system. But all it takes is one to end our world.
This asteroid is a planet killer.
And only a few will have the courage to stop it.
We're not waiting for the government to save us. We have to save ourselves.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want to live before I die.
Salvation, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Spuds for you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. You
football
touched
things.
On something. Yeah, that is
how the football people would really react.
If actually football players acted like a union in a way that might be thinking outside the box and maybe for a really good reason.
I still think the people are trying to iron out what it would change, because after 1 week, you know, one, you would have to state what you were doing it for. And if those changes weren't made in 1 week, obviously society is not going to change in 1 week. What do you do then? But some interesting things, I think, that are being thrown around by some. I'm not saying all. I'd be very, very surprised if it happened. But, yeah, these are conversations that a lot of people are having. And, by the way, it's very, very long. But an interesting piece I tweeted out from SB Nation's Stephen White. It's the headline, Colin Kaepernick's film shows there's no excuse for him to be unemployed. There's a lot of misinformation out there about Kaepernick's play. Retired NFL defensive end Stephen White sets the record straight. And there's a lot of video and breakdowns. And also he's got like inside information about what was going down last year where the Broncos were trying to trade for him. So this was a man who was sought after. And then, you know, the tide turned and it was time to collude against keeping him out of the NFL. The Michael Bennett stuff mixed in there as well. Marshawn Lynch. So a lot of interesting things. Top of the hour. And you can jump in with anything that you want to talk about that you saw over the weekend that you were happy about. Nikki Delmonico, ladies and gentlemen, is
Look at him, a
new cult hero. They took away my Trace Thompson and they have thrown on me Nikki Delmonico, who always gets a hit and always gets an RBI. In a loss, because there's a lot of losing to be done on the South Side. So anything that touched you or made you think about something this weekend, whatever it is, whether it be the craziness in Charlottesville or the NFL coming back into your home, Sunday night football on, you got a bunch of Saturday football, anything that made you say, or made you go, what the hell's going on? The Cubs and the Arizona Diamondback series. I thought there's some interesting things in that. So we got a lot for you in the Power Hour.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We'll grab some phone calls as well. 312-644-6767. Looking forward to that on a Monday that sees the Cubs returning home, getting ready to try to do some bum slaying here in first place in the NL Central on your home for Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on...
There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing. Then, add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for, get this, under 10 grand. You got a credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Crazy Jason Goff sent you.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, it's Jason Goff for Xfinity, and you know why Xfinity is better than whatever you're using as far as your internet plan or your mobile plan? Because hotspots are what you need in this day and age. You don't want the overages on your data. You don't want to pay that extra money. And you can save on your wireless data plan by connecting to an Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspot.